Welcome to this first Journey Through the Bible podcast for the year 2025. Well, at the beginning of the new year, the Lord spoke to me about the subject of decluttering from a personal perspective. And also, as I did research on the subject, He just showed me to share this teaching with others. I'd like to start off with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the integrity of your word. And thank you, Lord, for using this teaching to bring about change in the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord, that your word will not return void. It will accomplish that for which it was sent, and it will prosper in Yeshua's mighty name. Well, the subject matter is decluttering, a practical way to bring about order, both spiritually and physically, in the life of every child of God. The Bible states in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40, that all things must be done appropriately and in an orderly manner. The King James Version says it like this: all things must be done decently and in order. The Greek root word here is tasso, which means to arrange in an orderly fashion. The dictionary definition of the word order is as follows: a state or condition in which everything is in its right place and functioning properly. Yes, like it or not, God is not only a God of order, but also a God of excellence. This is evident from the beginning of time in the book of Genesis, when He created the earth and everything in it, together with the solar system. Everything was done in an orderly fashion, culminating in His highest form of creation, which was, of course, the creation of Adam and Eve. The man was created first, and then the woman, the male, and then the female, and not the other way around. Now, there was absolutely no gender confusion, which sadly is so prevalent in today's very confused society. Adam was male, masculine. Eve was created feminine, as a female. Now, in Christ, of course, male and female are equal heirs in Christ, because both sexes were created in the image of God. God created male and female equal heirs in Christ. So there should be no confusion about that. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31 reads that God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good, and He validated it completely. In other words, when He looked at what He created, He was very proud of what He saw. This important principle of order is evident throughout the Bible. The book of Exodus illustrates this at length in a really detailed fashion. When the Lord gave Moses instructions to build the tabernacle in the wilderness, He was very specific as to how things should be done. Everything had to be put into place, from the clothing and accessories worn by the priests to the utensils and the equipment used to worship the Lord. The tabernacle was the sacred dwelling place of God, and so only skilled artisans were called upon in order to make sure that everything was done with excellence and in an orderly manner, in order to bring glory to the Lord. No expenses were spared. Exodus chapter 39, verse 37 and 38, for example, reads that the pure gold lampstand and its lamps were placed in order, all its utensils and the oil for the light, the golden altar of incense, the anointing oil and the fragrant incense, and the hanging veil for the doorway of the tent. The proper functioning of the tabernacle was of paramount importance to the Lord. The word for order here in this scripture reference in the Hebrew is marakah, and it means an arrangement, to be set in order or ordered place. So good taste and proper organization was the name of the game then and is still applicable today in the contemporary today's church, because God is a God of order. He is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as 1 Corinthians 4 verse 33 clearly states. The Greek word in the New Testament for peace is the word Eirene, E-I-R-E-N-E, which means prosperity, quietness, or rest. Likewise, in every sphere of society, orderly, well-run systems need to be put into place, whether it be in the church or part of the world system, in order for peaceful, successful, and productive living. But in reality, this is not always easy to achieve. Members of Parliament, for example, who cannot discuss matters of government in an orderly fashion due to their obvious disorganization, are likely to have a tough time accomplishing anything worthwhile, and the nation will be in disarray, and economic distress, amongst other things, will be the result, as can be seen in many of the nations of the world today. Churches, for example, where there is no proper leadership or structure of any sort, will result in a weak and ineffective local church, and Christians who will have no proper vision or direction due to lack of shepherding or leadership. But on the other side of the coin, of course, all people, and that's all believers, all of us, have to take responsibility and to be obedient and assist in whatever way is necessary in the local church. A marriage, for example, where the husband refuses to take up his God-given responsibility, if he is able to do so in the home, will result in a frustrated wife. Likewise, a wife who refuses to submit to her husband as unto the Lord will also result in frustration and will be a recipe for disaster in both cases. Likewise, family in general, where there is no godly order, no parental guidance or discipline in the home for the children, is likely to end up where the children are very dysfunctional and have problems. Likewise, a messy kitchen, for example, which is full of dishes and cluttered counters, makes cooking a healthy meal for the family a very difficult thing. Not even in a family, in a restaurant. Where there is a sense of disarray and disorderliness, there's going to be problems. An untidy bed, whether it be in a hospital or in a home, is not a very inviting place for a person to go to sleep or to rest, especially if the sheets are dirty or their clothes hanging around the place, or things are just in a disorderly fashion, cluttered fashion in that particular environment. A wardrobe which is overloaded with clothing and shoes will make quick dressing in the morning for work an almost impossible task, particularly one which has items which haven't been worn for years. Or maybe there's the syndrome of, just in case I lose weight, I will keep those items. A garage or an attic which is full of junk is a logistical nightmare, especially if it's been left for many years unattended. A child's school satchel or suitcase which is never regularly cleaned out or checked for unfinished homework is likely to hinder his or her educational progress, because parental supervision or supervision of some form is a very necessary ingredient for healthy childhood development. Maybe that child is in an orphanage or in an institution where there are no parents, but there are house parents around. And those house parents need to make sure that for the proper functioning of that orphanage, there is godly order and things that are run in a well-supervised, clean environment. An office which is messy with a desk full of papers and cluttered drawers makes the life of a manager of a company very frustrating, and those under his or her supervision equally challenging. What am I getting at here? Well, scientific research indicates that a cluttered environment can have a negative effect on the productivity of a human being. Apparently, constant visual disorganization tires the brain and makes it difficult to focus. It's a scientific fact. Also, a contributing factor towards making a person feeling depressed or stressed and anxious. The issue is, no matter what the root cause might be for a cluttered environment, God wants it sorted out. Whether it be cluttering in the mind or cluttering in the emotions or a cluttered actual physical environment. I remember visiting a lady whose daughter was the same age as my daughter at Irene Primary School. And she was a woman who helped her husband in the running of a restaurant and therefore didn't have much time at home to sort things out. Although she herself was an extremely organized person with very capable children who always did well at school, I will never forget all the clutter and paraphernalia decorating the countertop by the entrance of their home. It just caught my eye, and this is certainly not a criticism nor judgmentalism, because that's not of God, but merely an observation. Because due to obvious time restraints in her busy schedule, the home environment was being neglected and ultimately would eventually cause problems somewhere along the line, if not dealt with properly. So decluttering and bringing order or cleanliness to a situation is a very important aspect. It's a godly principle and one which we should all, as God's children, endeavor to put into practice. In line with this, the Bible says in Proverbs 24, verse 30 to 33, that laziness is associated with poverty, and it's another reason for lack of motivation and organization. The Bible says here, I went by the field of the lazy man and by the vineyard of the man lacking understanding and common sense. And behold, it was all overgrown with thorns, and nettles were covering its surface, and its stone wall was broken down. When I saw, I considered it well. I looked and received instruction, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest and daydream. Then your poverty will come as a robber, and your want like an armed man. Hard work is a God-given responsibility. But of course, the other side of the coin is there needs to be balance in all of this, and it's important to be led by the Holy Spirit to hear what He is saying in a situation, because overwork can also lead to burnout. So rest is an important factor for healthy living. On a personal basis, I have been influenced by various YouTube channels as to how best to implement the process of decluttering in my life and getting rid of unnecessary stuff in our home environment. Although being a naturally diligent person, I have a tendency towards being very methodical and can get overwhelmed if required to do too many things at once. So personally, I find a to-do list on a daily basis helps me to get various tasks done. And the question I have found best to ask myself when it comes to decluttering our home is this item necessary or not? Now, having said this, it's also a good idea to get other members of the family involved. Otherwise, it might cause problems. I made this mistake some years ago when I passed on one of my husband's jerseys to somebody in need, only to find that he still wanted to keep that particular jersey because it was a comfortable jersey for him to wear. He used it for doing dirty work. It wasn't a smart jersey. But the thing what I did wrong was I didn't ask his permission. And eventually I replaced the item with a new one and the problem was solved. But what am I saying? When other people are involved, wisdom is needed. A family member, for instance, in a situation where maybe you have a teenage child and just to go into the bedroom and clear out that bedroom for the sake of organizing something is maybe not a good idea. It would be wisdom just to check and maybe work with the child involved to get the job done. But when there are situations where someone is lazy and doesn't want to get anything done, then maybe it is a good idea to be ruthless and just donate the items anyway in order just to get the home organized, and maybe it will teach the person a lesson to get organized, if that makes sense. Every situation is different and people's circumstances are unique. Boundaries are necessary and therefore need to be implemented for the general well-being of any family or society, business and churches, or whatever the case might be. The issue is that principles that are applied here are simple biblical common sense principles. And in each situation, we all need to be led by the Holy Spirit to find out what will suit each person best or each situation best. Another important aspect to consider is to make sure that every item has a place. For example, when keys are kept in a specific place, they are easy to find. The same applies to hats, shoes, books, computers, cell phones. No matter what it might be just putting things in an orderly place in the kitchen, in kitchen cabinets, so that they're easy to find. I have found that sometimes I've got a bit overwhelmed when something needs to be done, but I know that it's going to take quite a while. So I have found that an easier way of doing things is to rather do a little bit at a time. Say, take 15 minutes out of my day to go and clear a cupboard, or an hour maybe, to clean it out. It's much easier to do it that way than thinking, well, trying to take a whole day out of one's program and then try and address the situation. Anyway, everybody must be led by the Holy Spirit and find out what works best for you and your situation. Clearing out and donating things which are never used can always be a blessing to somebody else. And in our local community here in Centurion, there are charity organizations such as Irene Homes for the Disabled. They are always so grateful for donated goods. Also, the local recyclers on the street we have found to be so appreciative of unwanted items, and it helps them to earn some money. Keeping items which make a home look beautiful is important because as believers, we are representatives of Christ. So it's no point in throwing out something which can be used to give God glory, because God is a God of prosperity and He wants our homes, offices, churches, whatever the case might be, to look good, because it's important to bring God glory through the situation and in every sphere of society where the Bible is proclaimed. We are all called to demonstrate a spirit of excellence as best we can, as I mentioned just now, in order to bring glory to the Lord, just as the tabernacle brought Him glory. Physical decluttering, I have found, is helpful, both spiritually and emotionally, and it definitely has a psychological effect on one's well-being in general. Let me end this podcast, this teaching, with a scripture from Psalm 127, verse 2, which says, "It is vain for you to rise early, to retire late, to eat the bread of anxious labors, for He gives blessings to His beloved even in his sleep." Now, the New Living Testament describes it like this: "It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to His loved ones." Well, this, in a nutshell, says it all. Getting our lives in order improves productivity and helps avoid burnout, and it even helps with sleep patterns. Being disorganized or overly stressed has the opposite effect and can be detrimental to even sleeping patterns. So may the Holy Spirit empower each one of us, as His children, to apply these down-to-earth practicalities to our daily lives, if you are not already doing these principles. May this teaching be a blessing to whoever is listening, and may it be put into practice in Yeshua's mighty name. God bless. Amen.